A weak solidarity Bricky team listener when, in a heinous abuse by those involved in politics, the socialists are bringing politics into politics. An abuse of the political process to which we were alerted by that 100% reliable source and political innocent, caring business class party supremo and would-be big supremo, Constable Peter Duffer. After the robo-debt commission concluded the caring business class, hayseed and cheap shit lot had stuffed up big time. The government is, like, you know, making this political, like Pete. Robo-debt wasn't political. Like devoted follower of the dear baby Jesus, love thy neighbour, former big supremo scummo, has never told a lie. Like that Stuart stuff everything up and Alan Fudge the truth and Christian Portaloo were honourable men acting honourably, as Shakespeare said, so are they all honourable men. Like the suffering and pain and deaths they caused was like a government not being political. The Shakespeare quote, of course, referred to a pack of murderers. Like Scummo and Pete and the team ensuring the filthiest rich of the filthy rich got filthy richer, while ensuring the poorest of the poor paid for their poverty was not political. Reflecting Scummo's Christian certainty that the filthy richer you are, the more God loves you. The poorer, the more God needs to punish you. So he was just doing the Christian thing. And what thanks? The commission claims he lied. I suppose the big question is he ever told the truth? Like he says he wasn't lying. See, he can't help himself. So, like, you know, Pete denounces the government bringing politics into politics, something politicians hate. Unlike the pink bats and smash the evil construction unions, Her Most Gracious Majesty commissions the caring business class lot set up to avoid bringing politics into politics. In which, if it's capable of getting it through his head, perhaps Pete should contemplate on what goes around comes around. And now, a panacea. The Climate Club. Yes, much excitement as True Blue Aussie took yet another major step to counter climate change, if there is such a thing, by joining the Climate Club. Announced proudly in Germany by Big Supremo Anthony Albanese. So Anthony, what will the Climate Club do to cut pollution? We will talk about it. The Climate Club will discuss it. Yes, good, but what will it do? I just told you we will discuss the issue, the problems. But what else will it do about the problems? Well, lots of things. It will discuss lots of things. Yes. But what will it do to address fossil pollution? I keep telling you we will discuss it, and our unswerving commitment doesn't stop there. We will urge non-members of the Climate Club to discuss it as well. So there. The Climate Club will hold pollution at bay through lots of hot air, discussing pollution away. Hot air and pollute, but then grow a few trees. The Climate Club making the fossils shake at the knees. Oh, it's so exciting. Like the same exciting commitment at the recent 9-day Bonn Climate Change Conference, which took 8 days of discussion, obviously very important discussion, just to agree on an agenda for the 9 days, which was supposed to lay the groundwork for the next COPBAT conference in Abu Dhabi to be chaired by the Supremo of the National Oil Company. Great, real balance, great news for the planet. I was going to say real concern, but on reflection, that's true. Real concern that nothing happens to stop the fossils doing their bit for climate change, if there is. Making it difficult to understand how the UN of the US of the UN of the World Supremo Antonio Guterres could suggest the fossils had been allowed to exert undue influence over climate talks. Countries are far off track in meeting climate promises and commitments. The climate agenda is being undermined, Guterres raved on. At a time when we should be accelerating action, we are backtracking. Doesn't he know the Climate Club and the COPDAT conference under the chairpersonship of the Abu Dhabi oil industry can discuss all that? Perhaps that should be chairperson oil tankership. Although, on the backtracking bit, the community altruism of the fossil giants has risen yet again, come to the rescue as they point out that, clearly upsetting them deeply, yet nothing to do with them, but Trublowazi is literally miles behind, or well, kilometres behind, in providing the transmission infrastructure to allow the transition to renewables, in turn delaying investment in renewables. Now impossible, they say, to reach our 2030 targets, but the big-hearted fossil behemoths have offered the solution. More and more fossils. Not that they really needed to offer this generous contribution to community and global welfare. The socialists have already worked out that the best way to reach their fossil reduction target is to approve more and more fossils. Indeed, Santosos, the prophet supremo Kevin Yorgalibalur, this week informed us the International Energy Agency's Net Zero Emissions Report had, direct quote, listener, direct quote, slowed the transition away from fossil fuels because it gave activists ammunition to campaign against gas developments that would help with decarbonisation. No idea, listener. I'll leave you to think that one through. But it must be true, because no more reliable a figure than Woodside with Prophet Supremo Peg O'Neill before fossils backed him up, shared his concern. And if that hasn't convinced us, the Trublowazi Minerals Profits Council Supremo Tania Con Stabilized Profits wrote a whole article telling us mining is Trublowazi's once-in-a-generation net-zero opportunity. Indeed, without mining, Trublowazi would be in economic backwater, unable to provide any public services of any sort, she wrote. So thank goodness we're in safe and responsible hands like Kevin and Peg and Tania, and not in the hands of damaging destructive forces like those activists holding up the transition by opposing that from which we are supposed to be transitioning. Kevin did say the fact that that report's net zero target was already years behind meant fossils would be around for years and years. Kevin, the failure to reach those targets wouldn't have anything to do with people like you, would it? No, silly thought. Wash your mouth out, Kevin. That's me, Kevin, not all care for the planet, him, Kevin. The sheer common sense of the US, of the UN, of the US, of the world, refusing to sign any of these namby-pamby, long-haired, commie, greedy international bans on the lawful train-killer merchandise of the merchants of death, fun, toys for the boys like landmines and chemicals and dum-dum bullets and peace-loving nuclear bombs, and yes, thank goodness they eschewed a ban on cluster bombs, because now they can send them off to their very, very, very good friend Ukraine. Something strange happened there. Trublowazi signed the ban. What happened? Our orders from the US must have got lost. Off to Ukraine, and totally justified, because the US says evil Russia is employing cluster bombs, which hang around for decades, killing and maiming. So if it's good enough for evil Russia, it's good enough for the good upholder of world order, the US of. Even though evil Russia denies it, has used them, but we all know they lie about everything. While the US of, which says they have used them, would never, never, never lie about anything. Seriously, which one do we believe? Although US of big Supremo Joe Biden Capitol said it was a difficult decision, because cluster bombs equal huge civilian casualties, but Ukraine had agreed to use the bombs carefully. Oh, good. Well, that's okay then. Other than Joe, might explain how you use a cluster bomb carefully. Well, he must know, because the US would never act irresponsibly in the train killer department, but as the lovers of liberty, freedom and democracy pour trillions of dollars of train killer merchandise into Ukraine, grateful Ukraine cries foul. It needs more, more, more. That's not enough. Come on, give us more. Thanks, but no thanks. And when the His Most Gracious Majesty Home Country trained killer minister questioned this as ingratitude. Ukraine Supremo Volodymyr more Zelensky was stunned. Where did that come from? What brought that on? He interrupted an eternal plea for the world to send him all its weapons. And one commentator commentated, who would have thought of this? The big winners from all this are the merchants of death. All's well with the world. Although all's not well in the world of reserve losses, Bank Supremo, soon to be ex-Supremo Philip Lay Workers Low, who was himself laid low. But while we feel for poor Phil, we can take solace in the absolute knowledge that one Supremo devoted to preserving the greatest little economic order of them all, the delicate flower of the economy, will be replaced by another Supremo devoted to preserving same. We won't notice the difference. Phew! Now, more sad news. In the dotted our heart bleed for the department, the poor, poor Crook Casino. Agreeing to a $450 million fine for being crook, but telling his honour the agreement can only proceed if it can pay it off over 2 years in interest-free instalments. The holder of a private mint licence told the court it can't afford to cop up the money in one hit, prompting the bench to whip out the calculator and calculate that the generous crook proposal would see the struggling private mint many millions better off than if it paid it now. He has reserved his decision on whether to approve the deal. Let's hope he shows some sympathy with the crooks that crook. In the non-news department, yet another report that overseas students are being ripped off by big time by caring employers paying them a pittance per hour. What's news there? There'll only be news if they stop ripping them off. And finally, the big Aussie of which we're all so proud, BHP, for bloody huge profits, bloody huge polluter, has asked the High Court on behalf of many caring employers to overthrow a federal court ruling that it breached the law by forcing workers to turn up on Christmas Day and Boxing Day, that it can request but not require workers to work on public holidays. Disgraceful. Workers having a life would make life impossible. It oozed logic. The big Aussie good enough to give them a job, and the lazy Aborigines bludgers think they can have a private life, personal time. Shame. Good morning.